Let me hear you say something sexy.
I want to suck that balls.
You know what? Screw it. That's our start. That's your sound test, unless you had something else, because I just want to go.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, that's the sound test. I guess I should play the Royksopp now. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Where is it? Happy birthday to this guy right here.
Happy birthday.
Well, that's messed
to
up.
To mumble rap future.
Can you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, was somebody going to do an intro?
Sure. Welcome, everyone, to our silly podcast. Happy belated birthday to the mumble rapper Future and my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Jason Mark.
Me!
My name is Joe Neal, and this is Just Be Cousins.
Just Be Cousins. Episode 145?
I believe so.
I believe so. I believe that. So I was gonna put together a little thing that was gonna be like, are you familiar with the William Tell Overture? You know, the Lone Ranger theme?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know how it's actually a whole heck of a lot longer than the Lone Ranger part? You knew that, right? I mean, maybe you didn't. I don't know. William Tell Overture.
I can imagine that just the theme to the Lone Ranger is brief, but if you wanted to listen to the entire overture, it would be, I don't know, 5-10 minutes long, something like that.
Yeah, this is a part everyone knows, right? That's not the whole thing, though. It starts off, it's, now I gotta find the whole thing. Anyway, I was gonna make this thing where it starts off with the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the beginning of it, right? Do-do-do. And then it was gonna be a record scratch. And then it's gonna be the Lone Ranger part. And then it was gonna be me going, wake up, everybody. It's JBC. Wake up, motherfucker. It's JB. I was gonna do that.
I like that. That's awesome.
Because it's 6 in the morning where I am. And where you are. Not where you are. I don't know where you are. No,
yeah,
it's not.
It's a little after 6 a.m. Yeah. In Davenport.
We're recording it's early cold. Because I don't know if you want to tell our listener why.
Well, yeah, I do. We decided we needed to do a Jason episode.
Me!
Because Jason's birthday was on the 20th.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You damn right.
The 20th. And it's a very special birthday. It's 21st birthday, people make a big deal out of. 30th, people start getting freaked out. 40th, you know, the big 4-0. There's a bunch of kind of milestones, but for this, the 48th birthday of Jason Mark, mm-hmm. I think that's very significant because one of our favorite songs, one of your favorite songs from Tool, is 46-2.
That's right. It's just ahead of me, except it's not. It's behind me now.
Right, right. So 46-2 is just behind Jason.
Yeah, we should play that too. I should have got all this stuff prepared. I would like to think that the me episode is represented best by the fact that both of us have been thinking of a lot of things that we want to do, and then either we didn't do it, or we did it too late, or we did it slapdash. Like, I could have brought in the 46-2 bit. I could have brought in the William Tell bit. I did prepare a little something, but I could have made it better. But that's just so me. That's just so JBC. You know, all these good intentions that squirt down to nothing.
Well, we'll see how I do.
Yeah, we'll see how you do.
But I think it's a great idea because we have a rotating kind of – we have themes that return. We try to come up with new themes. Mm-hmm. I felt like we started running out of themes. And then we did this Shag's anniversary theme, and I was like, hold on a second. We should do people themes.
People themes.
For the people that are on the show. And so we did the Shag's one, and then I think it was your idea, but I thought it was a great idea. Since it's your 46-2 birthday, a Jason-themed show.
Yeah.
Wonderful idea. And so, you know, everybody gets a show. Maybe not me, because I don't know. I don't know if I deserve it. But
yes, you do. Absolutely.
We do a Laura show at some point. Some milestone we'll pick, and we'll do a Laura show. We can do a Double Barrel Daryl show. We can do a Timedian show, maybe. We'll see.
No, we're doing future. Everybody.
Over the next 5 years or so, maybe we'll do some more people themes.
Anybody who's ever been on the show is getting a show. I don't care how little or much they were on. Everybody.
Marky Chopplewood was on once, and he only giggled, and then he just listened. So does he get a show?
He does.
He fucking deserves a show.
He does. So remember, sorry to interrupt you. Remember when I started off and said, I said that I might have to cut this short because the boy's going to wake up soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he woke up.
Oh, really?
We've been recording for not even 6 minutes. Let's see if he stays asleep, though, because he's not supposed to be awake yet. But he's calling for me. Daddy! Oh. Yeah, there he goes. I tell you what, here, either you can take the reins for a minute while I go deal with him, or I'll just hit pause. No, you talk. I'll be right back.
Okay, go. Okay, that's fine. So, Jason is going to go and deal with the child that has just come back to consciousness after I don't know how many hours, maybe just 30 minutes. I don't know how long the kid's been asleep. Jason doesn't know this, but the kid is going to appear on this show again. I didn't expect him to appear live recorded on the show, but there's some pre-recorded stuff. And sweet baby Jason Christ, the child of Allison and Jason Mark, will be appearing on the show later. Jason will not listen to this show. Well, maybe I'll pay him like $1,000. And then maybe then he'll listen to the show, and then this will ruin the surprise later, but it won't, because the surprise will be live later on if we get to complete the show. So I'm hoping that sweet baby Jason Christ can lay his head back down and go back to sleep just for a little while, just so we can finish this show, because it's a very special episode about Jason to celebrate his very special birthday. So we'll see how that works. You know, I've offered Jason money to listen to a show before, but he never takes me up on it. Hey, Jason, are you back?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just telling everybody that I've offered you money to listen to episodes before.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure you've never listened to an entire episode.
That's right.
And I've offered to pay you $300. Then I upped it to $500 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, I said to our listener that I would offer you $1,000 to listen to this show, just mm-hmm. so you can hear what I just said while you were gone.
Well, yeah, I mean,
in fact, yeah, I'll offer to tuck $1,000 into your butt crack, and then I'll suck the money through your body out of your penis. And then I'll take that money and I'll stuff it into your G-string like you're a stripper.
Wow.
You just listen to this episode.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if that is enjoyable. Like if somebody like literally could do that, if somebody was like, no, I can literally suck money through your body. I'd be like,
well, I don't know if it works, but I was just thinking a lot of people are like, look, I'll do anything you want, man. I'll suck your dick. Or like, I'll pay you $1,000. And well, I tried to mix pay you $1,000 with suck your dick. And uh-huh. that's what you came up with.
I'm trying to think that, you know, like if someone said, hey, some trucker, I'm at a truck stop. I'm having a pecan log. This trucker waddles up to me and goes, hey, I can suck a dollar bill through your dick and I'll let you keep the dollar. I'm like, no, I don't really need a dollar. Thanks, dude. He's like, all right, how about $50? No, I don't need $50 so bad that you're going to suck it out of my asshole. I'm just wondering what amount of money I would be like, you know what? It's worth the discomfort and the weirdness of having a trucker suck a bunch of money through my body. I'm trying to think what amount of money that would be. Like if someone said he's going to suck a million through, I'd be like, yeah, well, is it going to be small bills? Because it's going to take a long time. If it was like $1 million bill,
you could just start with a single bill, be it a dollar bill or a $5 bill, just to see how it works. And see, the whole thing about sucking money through your butt out your dick,
mm-hmm.
That's one thing. But did you notice at the end I said that I would snap it into your G-string?
So, yeah, that's...
That implies that you were, like, giving me a lap dance beforehand.
See, I knew it was going to be something that you would enjoy. It's not, I mean, come on, dude. If you're going to sacrifice your ego to make me listen to a few minutes of a podcast, you can't be enjoying it. That's not fair.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I was talking to your mom. I told her we were going to do a birthday show.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, don't worry, Nancy Christ. I'll edit it so you can listen to it. I'll do a mom friendly show. I think that's off the table already. I feel like I've infected the entire show with the sucking the money through your butt out your dick.
Yeah, thing. Probably. You know, it's it would be, you could put in beeps and stuff. Put in a lot of beeps in like the first 10 minutes of the show. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, that's all she gets.
Truck
to hear.
Stop. Beep. Pecan lock, beep,
G-string, beep, yeah.
That's funny. Oh, boy.
What did you do on your birthday?
That's I don't remember. What I want to hear. I don't remember. It was 4 days ago. What did I do? I got a pair of pajamas that I'm wearing right now. Pajamas, PJs.
Do they have bears on them?
No, it's got nothing on them. They're just soft and... I like them. And they're really, 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 really big. So they fit me. yeah, I went out to dinner with the fam. Where did we go? Did we get a burger? I think we got a burger.
You go to Fuddruckers?
I think we went to Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Five Guys. It's good stuff. There's peanuts everywhere.
Yeah. The kid was really into the peanuts. We were like, hey, we're going to go get some... a burger. And he said, can we get french fries? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. We're getting more french fries than you can even stand, which is true. You've been to Five Guys, right?
Yeah. And the peanuts are great. And they have great hot dogs. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Five Guys episode. Yeah. Well, that was our ad for Five Guys.
Yeah.
They're our sponsor this week.
Hopefully. Actually, they're probably going to sue us now. So don't say our name in an episode where you talk about sucking money through a man's asshole and penis. We don't want that.
Sorry, no. I forgot one of the guys. It's six guys. It's 46 and two guys.
That's right. So we told him, my son, we said, we're going to go do this. And he said, and there's peanuts too. And he's like, there is. And I said, yeah, and they're free. And he's like, what? He was blown away. He could not fathom the idea of free shelled peanuts. And yeah, we had a good time. What else did I do?
Well, you know, but if you don't buy a burger or a dog or some french fries, then they make you puke the peanuts back up.
Yeah,
they only got the peanuts there to draw you in and make sure you buy a burger.
Yeah, but the burgers are huge.
You didn't tell your son about that because that's kind of a horrifying guideline, or that's a hard fast rule that they have.
I don't think 46 he would.
And two guys.
Yeah, I don't think he would get it. But anyway, that's what we did. I don't really remember. That's the thing about getting old. And Joe, you can commiserate that the older you get, the less you remember things in general, and the less you remember specific things like what you did on your birthday. I mean,
I like that your memory is getting worse because then, like, I can just keep repeating jokes. And,
yeah.
And it's like you're my only audience except for our listener, whoever that is, this week or any week. And so I can repeat jokes. I can do the same act over and over again. And you're like a new audience.
Here's the thing that I do remember, though. You've said that before, so I don't know if that's a joke that you're repeating or if...
Oh, shit. You remember that?
I remember
that. That's one of my fucking jokes, man.
Shit.
Damn it.
Damn. It's because I drank coffee this morning. The Saturday before my birthday, because it was on the weekend, some friends and I went to one of them... puzzle room. So we call it escape room. We went to escape room.
Oh, one of those things where you and I and Laura failed?
Yeah, but there were more of us here, and I picked an easy one, and we succeeded. The theme was we were in this dude's library, and he was looking for something. So first we had to figure out how to open his book, and then when we opened the book, that let us go into a room where we were looking for this thing that led us into another room that led us to another thing that opened a secret door back into the room we started in. And we made it all the way through, and we're feeling pretty good about that. So, you know, I might be forgetful and my brain might be shutting down at this age, but I can still escape rooms.
No, you can still solve problems.
Yeah, I can still solve problems.
Your cognitive ability in real time solving problems is good. It's just...
Yeah, I can't remember shit.
Memory problems. Yeah. You can't remember your own life.
That's right. I can't. I have
The things that you've said or that other people have said.
Right. I can't.
Doesn't mean you can't solve a
right.
Sudoku.
That's right. Even Sudoku, though I no might problem. Not remember your name, honey, I can still do you right. 311. Anyway.
Sudoku you right.
I can so do you co right. So co you do right. I could sucko your money through. Anyway.
There was a joke there. And
there
we
was.
almost did it.
We almost
it's too
did
early
it.
In the morning.
It's also too late in my life. So that's what
hey,
we've
did. Got some birthday stuff.
We do? Okay.
I mean, I have a few things that I want to present to you all for right. your birthday.
Okay.
So maybe do you want to do the first one?
Yeah. Let's do it. Happy birthday to me.
All right. Well, why don't you put on Bag Part 1.
All right.
Welcome.
Oh, I got to crank
birthday
it.
Birthday Audio Gift Bag Part 1. Celebrating the anniversary of Jason Mark's first appearance in the Milky Way galaxy. Featuring gifts by Gus Powell.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason. Happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
And remember to always leave the dice roll going at the very end of Farkle. You know what you have to do.
Jen Powell.
Hi, Jason. Happy birthday. This is Jennifer Powers, hashtag Keto Life. And I just wanted to say one thing to the co-founder, co-creator, and co-audio editor of the JBC. Fuck you, Jason.
Handsome Deej.
Hello, is this fucking? Yes, I'd like to order some fucking pho to go. Yes, that's correct. Okay. Can I get an order of your fucking pho with soft tendon, tripe, and rare steak? Yes, that's right. Extra basil and jalapenos, please. Yes. What's that? No. My name, DJ.
You forgot who he was calling.
D as in David. J as in Junior. J as in G. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and sorry, could I also get a Thai iced tea? Great. 15 minutes? Awesome. I'll see you then. Happy birthday, Jason.
Timbe.
Hey, Jason. Timbe here. Did I ever tell you about the first time that I saw you? You see, when I was fucking your mom, I actually came in her ass.
Jesus.
And 9 months later, she had to take a mega shit. At first, she thought you were just a double flusher. But then she yelled at me to come look. And there, looking up at us with wonder, was our very own shit baby. I get choked up thinking about it. And now look at you. You make us so proud. Happy birthday, son.
Fun Time Shags.
Joe Walsh, Bo Derek, Sean Young, Future, Joe Biden, Robert F. Kennedy, Joel McHale, and Jason. We're all born today, but nobody looks as good as Jason. And the Botox is clearly working. You're looking great. I just wanted to wish my witty, clever, and hilarious friend the best birthday ever. You're a fucking vintage. You're a fucking classic. Happy fucking birthday, Jason. I love you, man.
And last, but certainly least, Ryan, the White Chocolate Fog.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Oh, that was right. So sweet. I'm getting a little choked up. I think the most fucked up thing about all of that, though, was that my takeaway is that I have the same birthday as Joe motherfucking Biden.
Yeah, apparently. And I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Future. He's like – he's the originator of mumble rap. Oh, God. Future.
I did not – wow. Yeah. I'm looking this stuff up now. Wow. I'm just like – and did she say Cher? Not Cher. Bo Derek?
Yeah, holy Bo crap. Derek. That's cool. Shags did a little bit of Googling there.
Yeah, back in the day.
I just wanted to say, I have to say this. Tim's message was really harsh. I mean, Timbe.
Yeah.
Not only did he fuck your mom, but yeah. He is your daddy and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And he impregnated her through her eye, he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So
that's
that was
the bag.
Thanks birthday to audio. That's awful back. Nice. And I'm sure that wasn't spontaneous. It wasn't as if, you know, they just called you up and said, I want to do this. You arranged that. So thank you, Joe. That was sincerely the best birthday wish I ever got this year today. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
That's great. So it was my birthday, and I guess it is still. I don't know if you guys do this around your house. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But around here, it's your birthday month. Like the month of your birthday, you get to be a selfish prick the entire 28 days, whatever it is, right? So it's even though it's 4 days later, it's still my birthday, which means my birthday is on Thanksgiving, which is great because that's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
Halloween, then Thanksgiving for me.
And speaking of, you know, I should have said this first, but other people who have the same birthday as me, I had a huge crush, just like I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, this like life-changing crush on this girl who was, I mean, she's obviously gorgeous, but she also was really, really smart, and she was just emo to the nth degree, just like so emo, and I don't know why that made her more attractive, but somehow we got into a conversation. She happened to mention when her birthday was, and I got so excited. I was like, this is fate. This is fate. We are going to be as one. I whipped out my driver's license. I showed to her, look, my birthday's the same day. And she's like, oh, great.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sad.
And then I was looking it up once way, way back before I heard of any of these other people. And do you remember that show, Major Dad?
Yeah.
Remember that TV show back in the day? Major Dad. And it was like
Major Dad.
The woman who's, I guess, her husband died and she had two kids, three kids, all girls, and then she married this Marine drill sergeant, and he's the major dad or something. The oldest daughter on that show, that actress, we have same birthday. For me, that was the only thing I had for a while, and Bo Derek.
I've got to tell you that when I was 17, my girlfriend's name was Joey, and she had the same birthday as me.
What?
So I thought that we were destined to be together.
Yeah.
Boy, was I fucking wrong about that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It didn't end well. And I'm not even sure if she's okay. Like she went, her trajectory was a little rough. But wow. It was kind of sad.
Well, you know,
anyway, I didn't mean to one up you with the birthday thing.
No, I'm going to segue sort of a little bit. The girl that I had I can say her name. Why not? Her name's Chrissy. And
sure.
She's younger than I am, but when I met her, we were both young, like in our 20s, right? And then, so now she's much, much older now. And, you know, because I'm a pervert, I Googled her, and I found some picture of her at some place where she works. I didn't find any other contact details, and I'm not going to reach out to her. I mean, first of all, I'm married. Second of all, I haven't spoken to her in 15 years or whatever, but gosh, more than that. But I found a photo of her, and now she's older, right? So she's not what she looked like back then, which is what I remember. She looks older. And here's the thing about getting old, Joe. I kind of think she's more attractive now than she was. Look, don't get me wrong. Back then, she was a 10. But now she's like an aged 10, which is hotter. I don't know why. As I get older, I don't know if you've experienced this.
Older
women.
I'm right with you, man.
Yeah. And I know women aren't just there to be attractive to me, and I'm not trying to be one of these sexist jerk bags, but I'm just saying that when I was in my 20s, a woman in her 40s, you know, there were rare exceptions, but for the most part, it was like, you know, I was attracted to people in their 20s, but now I'm almost 50, and I see women who are, you know, in their late 40s and 50s, and I'm like, damn, that is I guess maybe it's the confidence they have and the I don't know, wisdom, that's not a funny word, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I think their character and their experience, it's like you get a better view of their soul or
maybe,
something.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, in the least, it's not like I look at, you know, I go online for a little bit of me time and find, you know, some 22-year-old who's got her legs, her knees next to her ears. That's still hot. I'm not saying I'm not attracted to the very young ones, but like, okay, I don't know how old Nina Hartley is. She is old, though, and she's wrinkly, and she is sagging, and she is gorgeous. Have you seen Nina? She's a porn star. You know this, right? Nina Hartley. How old is she? Let's find out. Do you know who she is?
But you know what I'm talking about? She's not an old swingy tit dog.
No. I mean, you don't look at her. She's 60 years old. 60 years old. You don't look at her and go, oh, look at that hot young thing. You're going to go, no, she's definitely old. But
well, geez, here, I want you to be honest on your birthday here.
Yeah.
Answer me this. Does Nina Hartley still do pornographic
videos? Sure does. Yes, she does.
And do you watch them?
I sure do.
Are they hot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
So I think that, okay, she's hot even when she's not naked and having sex. She's still good looking. She's got the confidence. She's got the knowledge. But when she does it, I think one of the reasons why she's still hot when she does it is because she has the experience and knows what to do. She knows what she's capable of. She knows where her limits are. She knows how to do it. She is an accomplished professional, right? I think that we went and got some really, really good looking, 60-year-old woman and said, all right, we're going to do some porn now. It wouldn't necessarily be good because she maybe doesn't know how to, I mean, she knows how to have sex, I'm sure, but she might not know how to have sex for a camera. But
well, don't you think everybody gets a little bit? Well, everybody, except for men, I think that goes downhill fast at some point. But don't you think everybody gets better at having sex as they get older? I mean, it's experience. It's a skill set.
Well, I think
women become better lovers in particular as they get older, which is another reason why.
Well, see, okay, we're gonna go down this rabbit hole. We'll go down it, but not for very long. I don't think that people get better at it as they get older. I think they get a little bit better at knowing what they like. I think they maybe get better at communicating. And I think they get better at setting aside unrealistic expectations. But I don't think you can necessarily say that people get better at it. Like if you said, hey, 20-year-old guy, this woman has been having sex for as long as you've been alive. So have sex with her and tell me if it's better than when you boned that 19-year-old, he's going to be like, no, it wasn't better. Because he's no good at it himself. And just because a person's had it a lot doesn't mean they're – I guess I don't even know what it means to be, quote-unquote, good at sex. Does it mean that you can get yourself off really quickly? Does it mean you can get your partner off effectively? I don't know. I mean,
I think you hit the penis on the head when you said that people know what they like a little bit more. So I think that increases the quality of sex.
Yeah. I just
maybe you're not, when you're 80 years old, maybe you're not as horny. Mm-hmm. I think the male horniness peak is probably like 18 to 22 or something. The female horniness peak is in the mid 30s or something. But
I don't know about that. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Believe me, I would if I could. I'd be not doing a podcast. I'd be tooting my own horn.
You'd be bent over just tooting.
Just tooting. But I am 30 years past 18, and I believe I am hornier now than I was back then. I mean, that's because I can see the present better than I can see the past. But I'm ready to go at the drop of a hat. In fact, if you drop a hat, I might pop a boner, especially if it's a really sexy hat.
And the boner might catch the hat.
Yeah, that's why I get the boner. It's evolution. My boner says, hey, don't let that hat touch the ground. Boing, I got your hat. Here you go. But the idea that I guess what I'm saying is the notion – we can do this on another episode if you want. We can talk an hour about this. But I don't know that I caught into the idea that that sex is on a spectrum of good sex, great sex, bad sex. That just – I think it diminishes the individual act of sex and puts it in this sort of group that it doesn't belong in. To say that he's good at sex and he isn't and she is and she is, that's just so – it's so particular.
I'll agree with you that it's a bit more complicated than that. And so to just have some straight scale of quality and this is better and that is worse, and that doesn't quite make sense. Right. Sex is more nuanced and
and ephemeral. And I think that the only way you could, you know, stratify the tiers of sex is to, you know, talk about it at a level of professionalism. Say that prostitute seems to please more of her or his clients than that one does, because now we're talking about a profession, right? We're talking about somebody who does it in almost a clinical sense. Or that pornographic star, Nina Hartley, I would say, is a more accomplished and, quote-unquote, better porn star than that one over there or this one over there because she's done it for this long. She has this kind of fan base, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are talking about porn and sex, and my kid is calling for me again. Well, I did fuck somebody to get him, I guess, so it kind of is appropriate. Let's see if he goes back to sleep. We are somehow 30 minutes into this episode with either 30 to go or 15 or 2. I know you got some more things prepared. I do as well. I have one thing prepared, but I may have to go check on the kid again. This may be one of those episodes, Joe, where we stop it short and finish it later. We lose all our momentum. Okay. Or maybe we just start over and then you Frankenstein it into one.
we'll see what happens. What do you want to do next? Let's do a feature.
Okay. Actually, next I got to go attend to the kids. So once again, this is great. This is the birthday episode. This is the episode about me, and I'm not even going to be on half of it. So do you want me to pause or do you want to take the reins?
Hit pause this time.
Okay. I'm going to hit pause this time. I'll hit pause this time. And where's my pause button? Oh, shoot. You know what? I've never done this. 145 episodes. Okay. One, two, three, pause. And that's when I told that motherfucker, if you don't take your dick out the mash pit. Fuck, I forgot to hit record. All right, I hit record. Sorry for the pause there, folks. That's kind of a harsh jump. Can you, when we go back, Joe, can you like, I don't know, can you like put a, you know, 15 hours later or something?
I was going to say, to our listener, it should be a very brief pause. But
well, there's no pause. It should be like.
Right. It's like being transported from that moment to this, and here we are, 15 hours later.
It's going
to
be like clicking channels. It's really going to be very abrupt and probably unlistenable, which is...
So let's see. What were we talking about 15 hours later? I think that we spent about 20 minutes on like sex and porn stars.
I think I was ranting and raving about Nina Hartley, so...
But it was on topic, which is your birthday, which is you're getting older, and then we were talking about... You know, sexual behavior and desire of older people.
Yes. Or something. I don't know.
Anyway. Not that you're an old codger. You know, 48.
I'm codgery. I'm codgerish. I got that codger.
Moving toward codgerism.
That's today's show name. Nice.
Okay.
You're good at this.
Anyway, we're back.
I don't think,
So this is a milestone, though, because I don't think we've ever done that before. We started the show in the morning.
And I was
wearing your child woke up, and so you spent the day with your child, and now your child is asleep, and so we get to continue. Here we go.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. I'm writing down moving towards codgerism, so I can't think and talk at the same time. We set that. You're right. It's a milestone. I was wearing my morning PJs. Now I'm wearing my evening PJs. So we're still PJing up the place, and let's
I'm
keep
in
going.
My PJs. Cool. And I was talking about. You said, "Hey, I got some PJs for my birthday." I think you mentioned that earlier. I asked if you had bears on your PJs because I've got PJs that have bears on them, and my wife makes fun of me about it every time I walk in and I have my bears pajamas on. She goes, "Somebody likes bears."
Oh, that's cute.
And I've got my bears pants on. My PJs on because it's cold out here. So,
In your studio, it's cold?
It is out here in the studio. I've got a beanie on and Bears pants.
Man, you are...
Not the Chicago Bears.
No. But
is there anything that you wanted to talk about in particular about your birthday?
About it?
Or birthdays in general? Or
no, no.
I want to make sure that we get... Because we've got a lot of stuff to do, actually, in this half hour.
Well,
I just want to make sure that you get to talk about what you want to talk about, man.
I don't know if this counts. So, almost every year I end up writing a birthday poem for myself. I know that sounds kind of like self-indulgent, but that's what we're all about here on JVC is self-indulgerland. We self-indulge, and so I could read that, I guess. And like I said, I think I do. I've been doing this for a while. Like I remember getting up in front of people and reading one of these once, and the look on their face of like, well, we have to listen to him because it's his birthday. And you know, that's kind of how I view a lot of the things that I do. Like people have to listen to me because it's something. You know, like I'm I'm presenting something, or I'm, you know, I'm like, they're all chained to a wall and they can't get away. You know, that kind of thing. It's like that. So I could do that. I could read that thing.
I do like presenting to other people, and so do you, or else we wouldn't be here, right?
Exactly.
And yeah. People at least have the chance to listen to what we're doing when we do this. Yeah. You know what? Writing a poem about yourself every year on your birthday, I think – I'm guessing that there's a tinge of humor to it.
Yeah.
Or is it – is every poem just aggrandizing who you are and laying out all of these different beautiful aspects of who you are? I'm just saying, if the poems are super narcissistic, I figure – every single year that would get exhausting, at least for the people that you're reading it to. Maybe not to you.
It's never the same people every time. I mean, it's, you know, whoever can show up. Like this year, for example, it will be nobody but you and our listener. I didn't have any kind of like party or anything, and I didn't to read in front of. I'm just saying that to me, it's interesting that it occurs to me every year, hey, I wrote one last year, I might as well write one this year, and then I do. And it's more just a reflection on getting to whatever age I'm at. And I don't know when I started doing this. I should go back into my archives and see. It wasn't like I started doing this when I was out of the womb. Like, you know, my first birthday, they're smashing my face in a cake, and I'm going to say, "Prithee, if thee could say unto me for within such," or whatever. Because that's how I talked when I was one.
This is just like a reflection on your last year as you move through life.
No, it's not like that specific. It's more a reflection on aging in general.
Okay.
It's cool. Nothing specific. Like, I'm not going to say, you know, being 47 was great. I used to masturbate to little people in nun costumes, and now I'm, you know, it's not like that. It's not.
it's not like a Christmas letter.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what it is.
Update yourself on your year.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. It's more. Okay.
So no, I like your idea. Your first description of it, I was like, the way my first impression was like, oh no! If somebody just writes a poem for themselves every year, that sounded vain. But this sounds cool. Sounds therapeutic.
This is you know, and we've already pumped it up way too much. And it's going to be disappointing. But this is more like I could read this to people, and it's me saying to them, "Hey, you know, like if you're at a birth, you're at some kind of ceremony, and like everyone's like, so he's a jolly good pharaoh, blah blah blah, hey, and then they ding their glass and go speech, and you get up, you say, well, what can I say, folks? I'm so glad you're here, and yeah, it's great to have finally retired from the gay police force, because I don't know, you know, whatever it is, wherever you're working professionally, and you have to give an impromptu speech, and it's going to be kind of generic and about what things are, and it's not going to be, you know, anything specific. I'll just read it. Should I do that?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. I've been practicing, so hopefully this goes well. I feel like I should like let you know when it starts and ends, because you won't be able to tell the difference between this poem and like me talking normally. Like if I had a little ding, I guess I could like find something. I could use the old let's see what I got here.
Can I just tell you to begin?
How about that? Did you hear that? I don't know if you heard that.
Do it again. Let's begin.
Okay. I am no longer a young man. Never had a plan for being this old. And I'm told that unless I sold my soul to the devil, my wrinkly ass will never more revel in the finer things life has to offer. And even if I did, that coffin lid is gaping wide and saying, hey, sexy man, I want you inside me. You see, there's these ever-thickening spectacles and the sick loss of muscle tone in my drooping chesticles. When I'm on the throne, that toilet water sweet kiss on my sagging testicles. All the rock and roll I like is considered classical, and if the Easter Bunny switched up his shit and hopped back up and hopped up... I already screwed it up. I am no longer a young man, never had a plan for being this old, and I'm told that unless I sold my soul to the devil, my wrinkly ass will never more revel in the finer things life has to offer. And even if I did, that coffin lid is gaping wide and saying, hey, sexy man, I want you inside me. You see, there's these ever-thickening spectacles and the sick loss of muscle tone in my drooping chesticles, or when I'm on the throne, that toilet water's sweet kiss on my sagging testicles. All the rock and roll I like is considered classical, and if the Easter Bunny switched up his shit and hopped up with the backaches instead of eggs, he's brought me a basket full. Okay, that's a fucked up metaphor, and I know there's worse in store, but I gotta say that even if being 48 ain't all that great, I can still debate with the haters and the naysayers and the players on both sides, the sociopathic okay boomers and the avocado toast-crunching millennials. I'm not even halfway through my own centennial. I'm alive and kicking and every day sticking it to the man whose plan is to crush me? No. See, I got a few years left in these sneakers, so crank up the speakers. Let's get this party started. Put on that t-shirt that says, "Who farted?" I ain't ready to self-martyr myself or yet join the ranks of the so-called dearly departed. My hands aren't too fragile to stroke my own business, so listen to this when I say that today is as good as tomorrow. Let me borrow some of your time and make you an accomplice in this crime where I rhyme my way through another godforsaken day and play the dozens with my cousin Joe, who I know ain't hearing none of this drama. Just sit on back, Jack, and relax your karma as we explain the facts. Or fuck that, we just gonna keep on making fun of your mama.
All right.
Probably could have done that better, but...
For a man who, you know what, I like that you had an outtake, that you had to do a take two, and that will actually make more sense by the end of this show.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll fit right in. But anyway, okay. For a guy who generally kind of dislikes poetry.
Yeah.
You're really good at it,
man. Oh, thank you. That's I appreciate that.
I'd rather hear poetry from you than maybe anybody else.
Aw. That's nice of you. Thank you for that birthday gift, Joe. I did give you a shout out in that little poem there. I was thinking about you.
I like
you.
That too.
Yeah.
I was saying, I hope this isn't vain, and it occurred to me immediately. I'm like, oh my god, I'm self indulgent with what I do on this show, week after week. Mm-hmm. Vanity is a part of it.
Vanity.
Good God, I'm a narcissist. How dare I judge you? And yours isn't even about narcissism. That was really good.
Thanks. I like doing that rhymey shit. I write these things out in paragraph. And I'm going to be real self-indulgent. It's all about me, right? I write these things out in paragraph form. But this morning while I was waiting to get ready, I decided to chop it up into like poetry form, like with lots of, you know, line breaks and stuff to see if it still worked. And I guess it did. I mean, it made it longer. If I was going to, like, submit this to some magazine, say, "Hey, fuckers, publish my poem," they'd be like, "Well, you know, if you ain't get published, don't call us fuckers." I think I would do it in poetry form. But if I was going to go to, like, a slam poem thing, I would leave it in paragraph form. It's easier to read that way. I don't know. Anyway, I did discover something – not discover, but realize something about myself this afternoon when I was thinking about things because I was driving my kid to his little gym class. He goes to this little gym where he does some dance and stuff, and he plays around with some acrobat stuff. And there's a teacher there. It's really great.
Cool.
All the people work there are awesome. And I had this idea for a bit to do on the show, and so I'm thinking through it. And then he goes into the gym, and now I have some time to actually write it down. I'm using my phone. I've never written stuff on my phone before. I mean, notes and, you know, text messages and stuff. But I wrote a whole thing, and I realized that I should not sit in front of the computer all day because I only ever really do any actual creative writing when I'm not in front of a keyboard. I just keep saying it over and over in my head till it sort of works. And then when I have a good chunk of it, I put it down on paper. And anyway, that's just I'm 48 years old and only now figuring out my own process. So anyway, thanks for listening.
Well, that kind of opens doors for you though, right? Because you can – I've gotten really into that actually writing. I'll find myself writing a whole piece. Like a really start fleshing things out on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to do the auto, you know, the thing where you swipe your finger around and automatically figures out what word you're trying to spell. You know, that thing swiping or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And every time I try to write the word fuck, it would change it to duck. And I just stopped correcting it. I just like, oh, you know what? I'll fix it in post. I'll do duck later. I'll fuck a duck later. Anyway, we have 15 minutes.
Well, you know
left.
What? When it comes to fuck and poetry, by you might not realize it, but I think there's going to be another poem from.
Is there?
Yeah. Who the fuck is?
Yeah, that was anyway. At minute. Just so you know, for future reference, that's at minute 44 and about 15 seconds. If you want to bleep that out later.
I guess I do have some work to do.
I heard it the first time you said it. I was like, yeah, okay, that's what we're doing. Anyway, so yeah,
we got show 145.
Yeah, wow. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Amazing. So it took me this long.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you did, the first time you did was show one, mm-hmm. and now we're on show 145. So, you know, if you only do it every 145 episodes, I think we're okay.
Not bad. My track record is okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So, speaking of track, let's get back on track. You have some things you want to present. Do you want me to do Bag Bag Part 2? Do you want to do something else?
Yeah, I would like for you to hear Bag Bag Part 2.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the Birthday Audio Gift Bag, Part 2. Celebrating the anniversary of Jason Mark's first shriek of terror in the realm of the living. Featuring gifts by Brindy Corner.
Happy birthday, Joey. Happy birthday. Oh, wait, who? Jason. Jason who? Why are you laughing? Jason who? Jason Podcast. Oh, happy birthday, Jason. How could I possibly forget you? Okay. Yeah, happy birthday. Bye.
Insane.
Hey, Jason, I was just thinking about you because I was at the car wash and the car wash was super dirty. And I don't mean dirty like there was a lot of dirt in it, like dirt on the ground, although I think there must have been because my car was really dirty when I went in and the truck in front of me was filthy when it went in. And then when it came out, it was mostly clean. And I think my car was mostly clean, so the dirt must have been in the car wash, but I didn't see it, which means it's kind of like a hidden under the surface dirt. It makes it even feel more filthy and kind of like misleading about what kind of a car wash this is. But no, I don't mean that kind of dirty in the car wash. What I mean is like the signs on the wall, they seem kind of dirty. And by dirty, I don't mean, like I said, not dirt, but kind of like inappropriate and kind of foul, not foul like chickens. You know, chickens on the wall, but just kind of like insulting because it was talking about waxing Polish. And like, I don't know why they wanted to talk about killing Polish people because I think they're nice. I don't have like a big issue with Polish people at all. I don't know why anybody would now that like World War II is over and we're not, none of us are Germans. Or Russians, but so they had this thing, and I was getting offended, and I'm sitting there thinking about all the under the surface dirt they can't see. But then I thought maybe they're actually just talking about waxing and polishing, not waxing and pulse. And then I thought like, but so that makes sense. But then like, why would you put something there that's so misleading? And anyway, so this car wash is really dirty, and I thought what they really need is a car wash. And I thought Jason. So Jason is the one who can fix this. And so thinking about you, hope now that you've had your birthday, you can expand your business out here and wash some more washes. Talk to you soon.
And Timedian.
Happy birthday, Jason. Mr. Names All the Shows. Hostess with the Moses Katosis Mexican Show. Makahaha, Psychic Midget Joe. Han Solo stroking Joe in the back of a Taco Bell store while you're Dom DeLuise with tacos on the floor wearing a banana hammock that doesn't fit, of course. Bent over, taken to the cleaners, performing Cleveland steamers. Tamedia and Shags taking selfies behind your back. You should have seen this. Royce Cox from the first test show. Pissy check, you met a. Your mother fat hoe, mother funner. It was a real barebacker. I was funner. Back in your mom's on the floor. That bitch still owes me 20 motherfucking dollars, of course. Blowing Richard nose. I love your big beard pores. Sound clap crap to bag of donuts. Technical difficulties, bitch, you did it for us. Lettuce tostada, I gotta get over fluff. Gold bitch, you never forget your mother's fucking butt. But don't forget that bitch still owes me 20 bucks. Fruit of the devil, full rot with Jason the queer. Religion is evil, pumping animals. Don't F them, good advice while you're rearing a steer. So don't lie to yourself while I'm spunking out of this pan. Gotta warn you, tasting the shit is like tasting a man. If I was you, I'd taste kielbasa water instead. Just remember that kielbasa came all over you, man. And just remember that member came from right out of my pants. Happy birthday, Jason.
Jesus. Motherfuckers. You got some fucking talented friends, dude. I have some talented friends. But seriously,
yeah,
God damn it.
That's Ian something
special. Ian, that was – okay, you know what? I want to take Ian Sane and Timedium and give them a show where they just do what they just did. It's just
yeah,
Ian.
Yeah, I thought
Ian
that was lovely.
Just goes on that – on a tear that was pretty beautiful. I'm totally stealing that and doing that thing. And then Timedium, how many of our shows did he mention in that thing? Like all of them. It was – yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah, he went for it.
He's and if you talk to him before I do, tell him $20 checks in a mail.
All right, cool.
That was pretty nice. Should we just keep on doing these bags since we got 10 minutes left, or do you want to talk about something else first as a segue?
Actually, yeah, this is the something that I want to do here. Okay. For our 100th show, you'll remember that I did a feature called The Last 100 Fucks.
I think I do remember that, yes.
And it's funny, it's a montage that created itself,
yeah,
but it just takes some time. What I did was, on the 100th episode, I just went back exactly and did the last 100 times you and I said the word fuck,
yeah,
right? And I was like, oh, what am I going to do for Jason's birthday? And I was thinking, oh, well, the 48, what can I do with 48? And I was like, the first 48, well, that's like a murder show. And I was like, oh, wait, the last 48. I could do like the last 100 fucks. I could do exactly the same thing because that was a lot of fun. And it randomly falls together in ways that are surprising, I noticed, the first time around. And so I did the last 48 times you have said the word fuck. But there's a couple of funny things I want to mention here.
Okay.
I came up with this word called fuckwency.
Yeah.
And I was noticing, because I had to listen back through shows, and I've never wanted so badly for you to say the word fuck more. Because if you don't say fuck for a long time, I'm just sitting there listening to it and just waiting for you to say the word fuck. And here's a little tidbit.
Uh-huh.
The whole Halloween show, unless I was just tuning out and I missed something, you didn't say the word fuck the entire show.
Fuck, really?
Episode 142, your fuckwency was zero fucks per hour.
Oh, man. Okay.
My fuckwency was something like 40 fucks per hour.
Wow.
One of these shows – so I had to go back four shows to get 48 fucks from you.
What? That's it?
Yeah. And last time to get 50 fucks each, I had to go back three shows. So it was a little bit – a little more fuck intensive. I think on show 143, your fuckwency was only like 12 fucks per hour. One of the shows, 143, it went way up. It was like 30 fucks per hour, something like that.
Wow.
My fuckwency is always around like 40 to 60 fucks per hour. I'll do one fuck per minute as a fuckwency.
You're a fuck per minute kind of guy. I like that.
Yeah. And Shags's fuckwency is pretty up there too. Yeah. I would clock that at about 30 fucks per hour.
Okay.
But anyway, so this is not the first 48, but the last 48 fucks, and I call this 40 fucks and 8.
All right, here we go. He is a fuckass. He went there, fuckasses. That's the fuckass we're talking about here. Adam Carolla says, hey, fuckass, come on my show. Also, I'm going to degrade women. Fuck your mama's tits. You're doing tit songs and you're fuckassing the motherfucker when R2-D2 and Chewbacca were fucking each other. R2-D2's fucking Chewbacca. Fuck me up the anus is one of the best things you've done. Fuck me up the anus. It was fucking brilliant. Fucking A. You're the fuckass. But I'm a fuckass too. This is good. This is meta as fuck. It's not a fuckle though. It's just as somebody who has fucked up teeth, my fucked up teeth and or hers. The reason why our teeth are fucked up is because we got all kinds of fucked up genes in our background.
We're pretty mongrelized.
Incestual tooth fucked upness. The airport is really, really fucking big. There's something going on at motherfucking Denver airport. They are way too fucking stupid. Jump 6 fucking feet in the air.
Yes.
Just because they ran really fucking fast. And I don't give a fuck if he still has a Y chromosome. Fuck all you people. And the first half of my fucking podcast today. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And then I said, fuck it. I just quit Weight Watchers and started drinking Cokes again. Oh, fuck. It's bad. We finally got rid of that lead singing fucker. He was just fucking the whole band up. I could go toe-to-toe with any of these fuckers. Fuck you, Joe. You're joining you two. Bono out, Joe in. I'm really good at eating an incredible fucking amount of food. I don't want to insult these people because they're Irish and they're Canadian. I don't know what their fucking mores are. But never mind fucking society. As somebody who's probably going to blab about it on his fucking podcast until you get fucked up. And there's Christmas, the New Year's, St. Patrick's Day, and Armistice Day. It just never fucking ends. Fuck, I invented them. When it's those really fucking long ones, we as a human race have fucked up things. Whoa, I didn't sign up for this, fucker. Motherfucking peasants with their stank, but it was me the whole time. Just ahead of me. totally air guitar right now. Got you, fucker. That was awesome. That's I gotta admit, Joe, that like halfway through that, I was listening, I was like, God damn, Joe works his fucking ass off for this podcast, and when it's his turn, when I'm gonna do his birthday, I'm gonna be like, hey, happy birthday. Here's a poem I wrote for you, and that'll be that'll be it.
Well, look, I did was last 48 fucks, and it wrote itself. There was a trajectory there, almost a story told.
Oh, well, yeah,
a disturbing one, but yeah,
I liked it. Thank you. That's good. I did not realize that I had I wax and wane with the fuckage, I guess you could say. And apparently, I was wax on last several episodes. That's good though. Thank you for that.
During that process, though, you got it. It's I laughed out loud at one point because I was just like, "Come on, motherfucker, just say fuck more!" Like, come on, we're only at like 28 fucks here. I need more fucks.
It's more fucks. Okay, well, we're definitely going to, next time I get even a hint that you're going to be doing some kind of thing, I will overload you with that thing. Like, if you're going to do a shit-tage or a fuck-tage or a motherfuck-tage or a what have you, I'll just say, fuckity, 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 fuckity. Oh, there's 12 of them.
No, don't do that. That's, you know what, I want this to be organically, I want it to just rise to the surface.
My organ always rises. That was that was what Hemingway was going to call that one book, but he changed it. My organ always rises to the sun also rises. No, he didn't. I didn't make it stuff up.
Hey, you know, earlier, 15 and a half hours ago, you were talking about the William Tell Overture.
Yes.
And I was trying to think of who wrote Naked Lunch.
William Burroughs.
Ah, William Burroughs. When you say Hemingway, I was like, isn't that the guy that wrote Naked Lunch? No, goddammit, Ernest Hemingway. What the hell are you thinking? But anyway, when you say William Tell, that reminds me of Naked Lunch.
Okay.
Do you remember? Did you ever read Naked Lunch?
No. It's a pile of shit. I'm not going to read that fucking book. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Look, I couldn't make it through, but I did watch, I think it was a David Cronenberg film where they did Naked Lunch, and it was super weird and very entertaining.
Yeah.
And he does the William Tell routine where he like puts an apple on his wife's head and then just shoots her in the head.
Oh.
Anyway, we don't have to go into that. I thought you might be very familiar with it. You have an encyclopedic brain about literary figures and stuff like that. But
I have a
for our listener, go ahead and look up Naked Lunch as it associates with William Tell.
William Burroughs, Naked Lunch. You say I have an encyclopedic brain, but it's like one of those, it's very poorly cobbled together. The binding's falling off and the pages are in the wrong order, which is how Naked Lunch was written, by the way. But anyway, Burroughs was the guy who shot his wife, right? With a shotgun, wasn't it?
Yes, I think he shot his wife, and he called it. It seems that he, in Naked Lunch, he makes light of that experience. I don't know what to think of William Burroughs, except clearly he was a heroin addict until his 90s. I think he lived a long time as a heroin addict and perhaps a lowlife.
Yeah, he... oh man, I hope I'm not screwing this up. He was the guy who accidentally shot his wife with a shotgun and then moved to Mexico so he couldn't get arrested, and then started making shotgun art where he would like shoot a canvas with some paint on it and then sell it, which is fucked up.
Okay, so I'm going to get a lot of this wrong, but I believe William Tell Overture. William Tell used to do some sort of routine where he would shoot apples off people's heads. William Burroughs tried to shoot something off his wife's head and accidentally shot her and hence went to Mexico. And then he wrote a crazy, chaotic, and I'd say shitty book called Naked Lunch, where that scene is incorporated into the non-plot.
Yeah, it's something. And then there was some deal about how the pages really they like were falling off the desk at his editor or his publisher or whatever, and that was like you're just throwing them back together and saying no, it's fine, and that's the way I want it to. I don't know. It just and he lived in Lawrence, Kansas, I think, at the end of his life, and that's where I went to school. Were we talking about William Burroughs earlier? And you said something about him, and I said that I had a professor.
I don't know. It was too many hours ago.
That was at lunch today with a friend of mine. I was talking.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
But yeah, you did bring up the William Tell Overture.
Yes.
And let me say this: the movie. You ever seen the movie?
Naked Lunch? No.
It did occur to me, and David Cronenberg can get into this too, and David Lynch too, where sometimes I feel like these guys are interested in just stream of consciousness art, which kind of takes that way they can do whatever the hell they want, and they can just make the excuse that it's art and you just don't understand it, or like the symbolism is deeper and act like it's very sophisticated, but to me it seems like they're randomly tossing shit in. Naked Lunch is that way. For instance, the guy that plays the William S. Burroughs character is the guy that plays RoboCop.
Yeah.
So it's RoboCop, and his typewriter is an insect with a huge asshole on the back of it.
Yes.
And RoboCop rubs some sort of drug, I think it's either cocaine or heroin, on the asshole of the bug typewriter, and that stimulates the typewriter, which to me is just kind of a disgusting – clearly it's just a metaphor for him using drugs as an inspiration to write.
Right, exactly. And you see, it's a very over the – it's in your face as a metaphor or whatever. I mean, it's just very obvious. It's like rub cocaine on the typewriter insect's asshole, and that's supposed to be how he writes. But you and I, when we talk about suck a dollar bill out of a man's ass through his penis so you can put it in his G-string, that's not a metaphor, okay?
No.
So William Burroughs is just disgusting, whereas you and I, we're like artists or something.
Yeah. I would say the bug's asshole getting heroin rubbed on it by RoboCop is... As metaphors go, I'm not impressed.
I would say this, though.
$1,000 through a man's ass out of his penis and then snap it into his G-string, that's an accomplishment. It's not a metaphorical accomplishment.
No, just an accomplishment. I mean, especially if you consider the fact that it's, one, hard to suck a man's penis when he's wearing a G-string. Hello, G-string gets in the way.
Yeah, you gotta pull that shit to the side, first of all.
Exactly. And then, two... Okay, I don't have a two. I just – one is it. I do think, though, that if you went back in time and said, hey, Bill Burroughs, after you're dead, they're going to make a movie out of your book, and the guy who plays RoboCop is going to be you. I think he would go, okay, it's better now. That was what was missing. I didn't plan that. You guys bettered it. You did. You made it better. I think he would.
I think RoboCop is the best part of that movie.
Oh, absolutely. He's the best part of every movie. RoboCop should be in every movie. Right?
Isn't he also an academic?
The actor?
I feel like he's a professor of anthropology or something.
Peter Weller. Peter Weller? I could find out
Peter Weller, William Tell, William S. Burroughs, and a bug's asshole getting heroin rubbed on it. Thank you.
Weller. I'm going to find out right now. Education. I'm going to click on education. I want to walk you through it. He went to North Texas State, played trumpet in one of the bands. He got a BA in theater. He does have a Master of Arts degree in Roman and Renaissance art at Syracuse University. Occasionally taught courses. He began a PhD in Italian Renaissance art. Why can't I say Renaissance? And he got his doctorate in 2014. Okay, we're at minute 104.
I didn't think that he played the trumpet. I thought he played the rusty trombone.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, that, you know what?
That
we
was
got, we got one more gift bag.
Yeah, we do, and then we got the gag reel.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a surprise at the end. Except it's not a surprise anymore.
Right. Well, we have it's not. Let's see. It's not 104 minutes. We're at 1 hour and 4 minutes. But we've gone long before. Whatever. You're gonna do some jiggery pokery and probably chop it down. So I don't know why I did that.
If I have time, I might find a bad joke or two and throw it in the garbage.
Okay.
I know you don't like it when I do that.
I have no dislikes when
I'm
the joke
keeping your take one of your poem, though.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Where I screwed up and lost my momentum. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. So we're going to do Bag Part 3.
I might put Benny Hill music behind it.
It's
fine.
Yakety sax.
Cliche, but
I don't care.
I really love it. So shall we do Bag
Part 3? Let's do Bag Part 3. Okay, full disclosure, Joe did not put Thank You Nasty Boys in front of all of these. I'm doing that because I made this little sound clip a long time ago. I never get to use it because I always forget about it. So now I'm overusing it. It's how I am.
Welcome to the Birthday Audio Gift Bag, Part 3. Celebrating the anniversary of Jason Mark's first breath of air in the atmosphere on planet Earth. Featuring gifts by Laura Pauline Christ.
Happy birthday, Jason. I love you, cuz.
Double Barrel Daryl Christ.
Hey, just wanted to leave a happy birthday message. Wanted to let you know that 48's not that old. You're not even going to be middle-aged for another couple of years if you happen to live till you're 100 years old. So anyway, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And I don't know if you know this, but my one of my favorite entertainers and singers is James Taylor, and I was thinking of a lyric that he wrote in a song called Secret of Life. This is how it goes. The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill, but since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. Happy birthday, Jason. Take care.
Danger Lee Daniels Christ.
Hey, Jason, this is your dad wishing you a happy 48th birthday. At least I hope you're 48 years old. My math skills aren't what they used to be. So I hope you have a great day planned today and you've got a lot of fun things in store. I know it's a work day, so you probably have to do a few conference calls. But anyhow, just wanted to let you know that we're thinking of you and we miss you and we hope you have a beautiful birthday. Bye-bye.
Nancy Christ.
Hi, Jason. This is your mom. I was at your side 48 years ago and wanted to wish you happy birthday again. I love you, son, and hope you're having a great time. Hope you and Joe have a great podcast. And if you haven't yet, look in your mailbox for a present. I love you again. Talk to you soon. Mom.
Allison Christ.
Jason, we love you. Happy birthday. Thank you for being such a supportive and loving husband and a warm and caring dad. We are so excited to have you in our lives and can't wait to celebrate many more birthdays with you. Love you. Happy birthday.
And sweet baby Jason Christ.
It's your birthday. Gotta have a good time. It's your birthday. I like you today. Happy birthday, Daddy. I love you, Goof Nugget.
Aw. Now I'm going to cry. I had no idea. No idea. Again, I got to tell you, I'm really not looking forward to your birthday, Joe, because I'm not going to even come close to this kind of dedication. That was really, really awesome. And
well, that's just your friends and family.
Well, you know what? When my wife started talking, I didn't really recognize. When you said the name, it's not how I pronounce it in my head. And at first, yeah. It's like, who the hell is, oh, yeah. And then I recognized the voice, obviously. And, yeah. So, oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody chipped in for that one. And, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of people make a big deal out of 40 or 50 or mm-hmm. So why would 48 be such a big deal? But you know what?
Tool.
I know. Yeah, it's fucking Tool, man.
Fucking Tool. Yeah. Well, thank you. Let's see. We're a minute 70. Hey, that's how old I am. Wait, no, I'm not. God damn it.
We can wrap it up. We'll
I guess so.
Have
yeah.
a little Roiksop.
Okay.
It's been a fun birthday show. I had a lot of fun making stuff for you.
I fucked up.
Why?
When you said that I was supposed to hit one of these buttons? You meant at the end of the outro, not the end of the intro, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's, I ruined it. See, I thought you were saying that we forgot to do it before, but no, we just hadn't done it yet. What we had forgotten was you to tell me, and now I've really ruined it for everybody because I'm really talking about it.
Oh, no, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be fun. Everybody will understand when it happens, including you.
Okay, all right. So, okay. Well, let me turn that down, and then we can talk through the outro like we do. Remember back in our original, like way back in the day when we were just young podcasters who didn't know what we were doing, we would just let the music go. But I think it was honestly, I think it was your wife and Shags were on the show and we were having so much fun. I hit the outro and everyone just kept on talking and it became
a thing. It happened a few times and then we just decided,
yeah,
why listen to the Rooks?
Yeah, and I think we're maybe doing ourselves a favor because I don't think it's as easy for them to sue us if we talk over their music. And I'm not sure about that, and I could be totally wrong. But, you know, in a court of law, we could be all like, no, this is commentary. So, this is like news or something. This is information. We're adding to it. And as long as we give credit, I don't know. That's probably not true.
Well, I envision that one day you and I will shake the hands of Mr. Roik and Mr. Sop.
I think
so. Or whoever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
And they will be proud.
Yeah.
That it is the Just Because It's intro and outro song. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever sue us. I think they'll get on board one day. That's how overconfident I am.
How awesome would it be if, like, they called us up and they said, we were dead in the water. We had had our 15 minutes and we were, like, just, we were eating food stamps. I didn't even, we're buying food with them. We were eating the stamps. And then your shitty podcast made people start listening to us again. So now we have enough money to pay the lawyer when we sue you. But we just wanted to thank you first for bringing it back.
And thank you for enabling us financially to sue you.
And I think it would be wonderful if they told us that on this show. How awesome would that be? You know what I'm saying? They would be like,
that would be great. Hey, man, the day that we can finally cancel the show, if we actually have Roik and Sop.
Yes.
Again, I don't know if that's who the members of the band are.
I think it's Roik and Sop. I
kind of thought it was like Millie Vanilli, you know, because one of them's Millie and the other's Vanilli.
Yeah. You thought Millie and Vanilli were Roik Sop?
No, I thought it was like that. You know,
oh, okay.
Millie Vanilli. Oh, so one's Millie and one's Vanilli.
Yeah.
Except I think Vanilli, I think, ended his own life.
He did, yeah.
And I believe that both Mr. Roik and Mr. Sop are both still alive. And once they're on this show, we can just be like, we can just call it a podcast.
Yes. So I'll try to tell this as quickly as possible. There's a legend. Okay, have you ever seen that game where you got three pegs and then discs are on the pegs such that each disc is on the disc beneath it is bigger, right? You got a stack of them. And you're supposed to move the disc from one peg to another. And the rule is you can never put a peg that's bigger than the one below it, right? You always have to put small ones, right?
Yes, I frequent preschools just so I can play that game.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if you know. I'll tell this story later, but my experience with it. But there's an ancient Chinese legend that says there's a bunch of monks buried in a mountain. And all of them have one of these, except there's 64 discs from bottom to top. And the legend goes that when one of them gets all the discs from one peg to another, that's when the universe will end. That's the trajectory, right? That's the end. Okay? You following me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Following.
And I can tell you how long it would take, but I won't bother. Here's the thing. For us, when Roik Sop themselves are on our show, that's when our universe will end.
The show actually collapses into the black meta fuck hole that it has created.
Yes. Yes. Roik Sop on our show is our Towers of Hanoi, or Hanwar, whatever you pronounce it.
Well, hey, man, you know what we've been doing a lot? It's become a thing where when the Roik Sop plays, we have been normally exploring what our next theme would be.
Yeah.
And then Shags kind of brought in the idea of let's ask people to follow and rate and review us and stuff like that
too. Oh yeah. But we only have 30 seconds to make that plug this time, so
All right, so rate and review us on your podcast app.
Yeah, and okay. if we figure out how to read those reviews, we will.
Yeah, totally.
Right now we have no idea.
We understand that it's important. We don't know why.
But do that. And on next week's show, we're going to talk about...
turkeys.
Turkeys. Yes, that's right. Okay.
I figure maybe we can have a dad or two on.
I think that's a great idea. They're together right now. And
happy birthday, Jason!
Would you want to taste kielbasa water instead? Just remember that kielbasa came all over you, man. And that member was the second shit that I fucked up again.
Happy birthday, Jason. I hope you have a great day today. And in honor of CBC, fuck you, Jason.
Hey, Jason. Sunday here. Did you know that you're a miracle of modern science? You see, when I was fucking your mom, I actually came in her ass. And 9 months later, she had to take a mega shit. See, at first, she thought you were just a double flusher. But then she yelled at me to come look. And there, looking up at us in wonder, was our very own shit baby. I get chucked out and choked up just thinking about it. And now look at you. You make me so proud. Happy birthday, Jason.
Hi, Jason. This is your dad, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday today. I believe you're 48 years old. You think your own father would know how old you are, but I'm not as good in math as I used to be. But anyway, just wanted to let you know that I hope you have a wonderful day, and that this is going to be terrible. So, Joy, go ahead and delete this. I'm going to call again and try another one. Bye-bye.
We are so excited to have you in our lives and can't wait to celebrate many more birthdays with you. Love you. Happy birthday. Okay, so be excited to have you in our lives is kind of weird, but anyways, it's done.
Happy birthday, Dad. I love you, Goof Nugget.